KKFT, indeed, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's all about you today. 884-9910, things you've got coming up. If there's something that you want to talk about or promote, please make sure you do it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com as well. And if you miss any part of the show, well, 991fmtalk.com. You can go to our website. You can check out our website. I'm dealing with an injury this morning, so I'm a little bit out of it. It's called a new puppy, and new puppy does not like to go into kennel, and she ripped off one of my fingernails. Actually, I ripped it off trying to get her to get into her kennel, and yeah, there's a lot of blood this morning, so I'm sitting here in a little bit of pain trying to cut it off because I got an interview coming in. We're going to be talking about Chambered for Charity. Such a great thing this Saturday. We've got Aim to Cure, and here I am sitting here just kind of trying not to bleed all over the place. Our days. It's always something, isn't it? It is always something. Well, you can go to 991fmtalk.com and you can check out our podcast. Just hit the podcast button and scroll through the day that you want to listen to. Or you can stream the show live. I know it's hard with the radio every once in a while, but you can also go there at 991fmtalk.com, our website, and hit the button. You can download your very own little offshoot to us, and you don't have to go through one of those music sites or anything. We are just proud on our own. So, what are we going to talk about today? I want to talk about a website that I have been pushing you to. Not pushing you to it, but it's, you know, something that I encourage you to read. And it may be something specific right now, but it really is for everybody. And that is washowrap.com. It's a blog site. And these blogs are very well put together. They're more just informational, which I like, than people's opinions. So go to washowrap.com. This is Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning. And it goes through and gives you the whole spiel of who they are and their mission. And they have bloggers who are Republicans. They have bloggers who are independent. They have bloggers who are Democrats. And they need more people blogging because there's only so much that people can keep up with. And a lot of this has to do with what's going out in the North Valleys. But right now, they've got a really good article on Steamboat Creek and things that are going on with the Daybreak development. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I had, you know, clicked over to thisisreno.com and saw a story. Workers facing harassment in Lemon Valley. So it looks as though the county has now given county workers, the road crews, the permission to just leave if they feel in danger. County Engineer Dwayne Smith in late August announced that road crews, employees, and contractors have been threatened and harassed while working on Swan Lake flooding. Okay, well, first off, there's not that many people out there. And I'm just wondering if this is being put out. I would love to hear from a county worker who feels as though they are being harassed out in that area. Because I know a number of the people who live out there. And this is not something that they would do. The county workers are saying that the people are actually swerving towards them and trying to run them over. Residents were purposely going out of their lane to hit a puddle and splash their crew with water. You know, there are laws that somebody purposely swerves towards you, if you have video or you feel that though your life is threatened, then call the police. Because that's a crime. If someone is cursing at you, flipping you off, yeah, that's not endangering your life. People out there are frustrated because of what the city is doing. And now the city, you know, trying to repeal that decision of the lawsuit that they lost to drag things out, make it even more, talk about harassment. You know, the residents of Lemon Valley have been harassed for over 2 years now. And the only thing being done about that is when you lose a lawsuit, you're taking it further on so you can get it dropped. Our money from, you know, the city, of course, is being spent on that. Because there is no such thing as government money. And I hope they don't think that they're doing it to try to intimidate the residents of Lemon Valley, because they're not backing. They're not going to back down on this. These are their homes that have been flooded. These are homes that people still can't live in. Property that is still damaged. And not a whole lot being done. Last week, our contracted driver reported people speeding up and swerving at him. That's coming from the county spokesperson, Amy Ventatulo. He actually came off the job and called us as he did not feel safe. Okay, if you're a county worker, did you put up cones? Did you put up a safety zone around you? If anybody knows what's going on, please feel free to call 884-9910. I'll be the first to say that, yes, if you are out in Lemon Valley and you're doing that, you're wrong. You don't threaten people. But if this is just a show, if this is, you know, something to be put into the appeal of the lawsuit, it says that, you know, these people are becoming angry and dangerous to make them look bad. I would like to know. Is this one person saying this? Is this all the workers who have gone out? How long are they spending out there that situations like this are happening? And why is it just now? That's what I ask myself. You know, you'd think that if something were going on, it would be something that started last year or the year before. But now when the courts are involved and lawsuits are being repealed and, you know, or appealed, not repealed. Just interesting. Just something to think about. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What would you like to talk about?
Well, a couple of things, Monica. I'm only using an air at least once a week, and I know what you're talking about. I mean, it does smell really dishy. I mean, where's your evidence? This is almost like a flat operation. So I would say, show me your evidence. I know in that area they're doing construction on Buck and Lemon Valley. And I know that area is by the elementary school out in that by that area because my brother is obviously, because we, my brother, my dad, they take their nephews out to the school there, and that's by the Swan Lake. And there's a room in. But fishy.
It's not really an area where, I mean, I do know people speed out there, but that's not because of the workers. They just speed out there because I've heard that from residents that complain about that.
Where's your evidence? It sounds like a false flag operation. Cause, I mean, I can understand they're trying, I mean, they might be trying to do a PR blitz because they realize, we see what happened in the city. We know look about to lose two.
Yeah, they're trying to get the sympathy. They're trying to get people's sympathy back on their side.
No, this sounds like a false flag operation. I mean, it would be one thing if there was evidence involved. You know, I'm a person that deals in facts and evidence. But
Ryan, do you have something else? Because I gotta take a break here.
That's it for a moment. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate your eye view from out there. KKFT, we are going to be back in just a moment. Got a special interview in studio and an event that I will be at on Saturday and a new nonprofit that is pretty darn cool. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sorry about the technical difficulties that we were having just in the last 15, 20 minutes there, but you can stop calling and emailing. Yes. I wasn't actually talking about something that was happening this week, and I was talking about something that has already passed. So I do know that we have little things on tape just, you know, in case of an emergency, and we were having an emergency that turned into another emergency that turned into another one. But we are back, and we are live, and we're local. That's the best part. It's FM Talk that is live and local and working to build a better community. That's what KKFT is all about, and that's what Chambered for Charity is all about, too. It is a brand new, newly established 501c3 nonprofit organization, and with me is Cassidy right now, who is one of the founders, or did you just get on board, or are you being dragged into this interview?
Well, all of the above, but two companies, Legacy Sports International and Reno Cerakote, which are two local Reno companies, the women from that banded together, and we decided we wanted to start Chambered for Charity, and then we went through and got our newly established 501c3 nonprofit. So I'm a founder. I've been voluntold to do the radio show. So all the above.
I like that, voluntold. I'm going to have to remember that one. So the mission of Chambered for Charity is to highlight different charitable organizations and do something fun for them to help raise money?
Correct. And we really want to promote the safe and responsible use of firearms. So Legacy Sports International is a firearm importer, and Reno Cerakote does a lot of work on firearms. So we want to do events like this sporting clay shoot to help bring awareness to different charitable organizations. So this year, we're going to be giving 100% of our proceeds to Little Pink Houses of Hope. And we hope to each year do a different charitable organization.
And for those who don't know, that is a breast cancer charity for families that, you know, and I say families that have been diagnosed because mm-hmm. it really is the entire family that gets affected when a mother or even a father, I know the numbers are low, but when a mother gets diagnosed or a sister or an aunt gets diagnosed with breast cancer, and they just help the families. It's a difficult time, and this helps support their annual Lake Tahoe retreat that is actually going on this week.
It is, yes.
That's pretty, boy, is this timing or what? Did you guys plan this out?
We actually did when we were looking for what charities we wanted to give these proceeds to. We found Little Pink Houses of Hope, and we all fell in love with their mission of, like you said, helping the entire family, not just the patient, but helping the entire family. So then we found out they had this Lake Tahoe retreat the same week, and it was just meant to be.
It really was meant to be. So this weekend, Saturday, this Saturday, the 21st, we are going to be out at the Carson City Gun Club. So tell me about the event and what Aim to Cure is all about. It's a sporting clay shoot, which
Correct.
Cassidy just educated me on the difference between sporting clays and trap shoot, which I don't know, coming from all different directions. I love the terminology that you use, that it's like golf with a shotgun.
Yes. So there'll be different stations, and we're going to have teams of five people. So you can either sign up as a team or as an individual. And we have all skill levels from beginner to advanced. And yeah, golf with a shotgun. You're moving to different stations, and the clay targets could be coming from anywhere in a variety of patterns. So you want to be the second one in line.
No.
Let your partner go first and see where it's coming from. So.
Well, that's not fair. You need to mix it up.
I know.
Whoever's second and third in line, too. So,
well, that's for the teams to figure out.
Now, will you help me find a team? Say I'm new to the area and I want to, you know, get involved and meet new people. And
absolutely. We'll help you find a team. And when you sign up, you can kind of tell us your skill level and what you're looking to get from the event, and we'll match you with a team that we think is going to be the best fit for you.
And remember, it's a shotgun. Don't give them your skill level with a handgun or, you know, a 308 or something, because it's totally different.
Yes.
It really is, and you better have good eyes. So what should people do if they want to sign up and they want to participate in this? Can they still call you and be a part of a team? Because it's just 3-4 days away.
Absolutely. So we still have space available for shooters. We will cap it at 100. So you want to be sure to pre-enter this event. And you can sign up online at chamberedforcharity.com. We have a sign-up link, and you can do everything from the registration to the payment all online. And that way we have all your info prior to you showing up. And you don't have to be a shooter to come out and bid on the variety of raffle and silent auctions we have available. So we got over $6,000 in prizes donated, and that's everything from toolkits to custom Cerakote firearms that were specifically made for this event, gift certificates, theme prize packages, and we've got so much more than that. So you don't have to be a shooter to come participate in that, and we will be selling raffle tickets there.
How much are the raffle tickets?
So it's $5 for one ticket or $5 for 20.
Okay.
So get a little bit of a deal.
Getting people the deal.
I was going to say getting the deal.
Now, you don't even have to be a shooter or looking for a raffle item. You can just be an eater.
You can. That's what I really might be doing.
That is going to be my expertise out there for you guys.
Exactly. So, yeah, for $10, you can come out, have lunch. You can look at the items we have and decide if that's something you want to bid on. And it's going to be a big tri-tip barbecue plate from Live Fire that's catering the event. So thank you very much to them.
Now, even though my broadcast is only going to be 10 to noon, you know I'm going to be out there for a whole lot longer than that. So I hope you come by Capital City Gun Club. It's on Arrowhead Drive right there in Carson City. And this isn't just for people in Carson City. We want people from Fallon and Fernley and Yerington. Come on into this event. Are you going to cap it at a certain number of people?
Yes. So capped at 100 shooters. That way we make sure that we can get all the teams flowing smoothly through this golf with a shotgun course. But even if you can't make it to the event, we do have a donate button on our website.
Oh, nice.
So if you can't make it to the event, but you like what we're doing, please feel free to go check out our website and give us some support.
ChamberedForCharity.com. And, of course, you know, because Mother Nature loves events like this, we're going to have great weather.
Absolutely.
So
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. It is $550 for a team of five or $125 for individual. It includes 100 targets, so you don't even have to worry about that. Lunch, and you automatically get some raffle tickets. So it just doesn't get any better than that. You've got this all planned out for everybody. Just show up with your shotgun.
Exactly. And we even have some shotguns that we will be able to provide people that can come that don't have a shotgun. So Legacy Sports International, we carry pointer shotguns. So if you want to come try a pointer shotgun, we will also have some of those available.
That's so cool because I've never shot a shotgun before. So you guys are going to help me out.
Exactly. And we do have some of our staff there ready to help new shooters that maybe haven't done this before, because we know not everyone has got to participate in an event like this.
Yeah, you give me a scope and a 308 or, you know, any of the calibers and I'm great, but I'm excited about this. I get to shoot my first shotgun.
We're here to help you, so.
All right, that's chamberedforcharity.com. I hope you get involved, and we can't wait to see you this Saturday. When is the cutoff for getting signed up?
So 9 a.m. is when registration will begin, and then we're going to have a safety talk with the range officers there. So the shoot will be starting at 10 a.m. So really want to try and get there before, let's say, 9:30.
Okay, so really you could sign up day of. If you got something planned right now and then it falls through, hey, come on down.
Exactly.
Carson City Gun Club, Arrowhead, right there at Arrowhead Drive. Trust me, you're not going to be able to miss it.
We appreciate everyone's support, and we're looking forward to a fun weekend benefiting a great cause.
Yeah, awesome. And Cassidy, I look forward to seeing you out there, and we're going to have a little something on Friday, too, to remind everybody to get set. I mean, this is going to be so much fun. Thank you for coming in. I know you were voluntold. So.
Well, thank you for having us.
And thank you to Kimberly and Heather as well for taking the time, and Legacy Sports and Reno Cerakote. Just saying, hey, you know what? We can do more. This is our home. We live here. We work here. Let's do something for the community.
Yeah, and it's great to have all the ladies of two different companies band together.
That's
and
right.
Plan something like this. That's good for the community.
And we didn't even mention the targets are going to be pink.
They are. They are. So.
So hopefully you're not colorblind and you'll be able to see that pink going on really well out there. Cassidy, thank you so much for coming in, and I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday. I'll be out there on Saturday from 10 until noon. But remember what Cassidy said, be there before 9:30, get registered online, chamberedforcharity.com if you want, or just show up before 9:30 this Saturday at the Carson City Gun Club. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back right here on your live and local FM talk station. It's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk, an Evans Broadcast Company. Living on a prayer, yes. That's what we feel like we're doing some days, isn't it? KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Hawthorne and Smith and Mason Valley got you rocking out there. I was actually really nice. I was talking to a couple of people out at the Basque Fry since we were down at Corley Ranch, and they're like, yeah, we're listening on 92.3. It's coming in really good. And it just shows how much investment Evans Broadcast Company is putting into Northern Nevada and the people of Northern Nevada, because we want you to be able to get the shows that you want to listen to. And 92.3, pretty much the same show lineup, except for the weekend. There's a little bit more of Fox Sports. Yeah, I know the guys are really upset about that. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to stereotype. There's some girls upset. Yes, girls like sports too. And that's why I hope I see lots of men and women at the Sporting Clay Shoot to raise money. Aim to Cure, raising money for Chambered for Charity and the Little Pink Houses. So, what's the lineup? Well, you've got me right now, Armstrong Getty in the morning, Tom Sullivan. Then we've got Lars Larson, The Larry Elder Show, Sebastian Gorka, Our American Stories, and then, of course, Coast to Coast with George Norrie. Love George. Love me some George. I know people were questionable about when Art Bell left and if George was going to be able to fill his shoes. Well, I think he's done an excellent job I like catching him on Ancient Aliens, too. If you ever get a chance to watch that, you can see some good George Norrie there. All right. Let's get back to things that we want to talk about in our area. Northern Nevada, rants and raves. Douglas County, rants and raves. WCSD, Washoe County School District, rants and raves. These are just a few of the places on Facebook that you can go and speak with other residents that you don't know. It's people sharing their stories and making you aware of what's going on. It could be something as severe as burglaries in the area. It could be like the American Patriots, Sparks, Nevada, when they have their meetings. It could be Republican organizations when they have their meetings. It could be neighborhood get-togethers. These are all on Facebook. Start your own group. I know people are down on social media right now. They're down on Facebook. But let me tell you, they're not going after people of our ilk. Yeah, they're going after the big guys with the hundreds of thousands of followers and, you know, page hits. And no, they're not going for groups like ours. You know who is, though? That's next door. So be careful with the group that you do decide to put stuff on. Imagine that. Next door is owned and run by a company out of San Francisco. Doesn't really get more liberal than that when it comes to tech, but, you know, there you go. Just a thought from me. And when we talk about using social media, using it respectfully, I encourage everybody. Oh, that's a younger person's, you know, let them do. No. I'm 53. I got my mom started on it, who's in her 70s. And now she's promoting her business. She's keeping in contact with me. She loves messaging me. And now she's been able to find friends that she hasn't talked to for years because they're on there. So it doesn't matter what age you are. Well, let me rephrase that. If you are an adult, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's a great resource. And there are lots of alternatives too. I am finding more and more and more alternatives out there than just, you know, things like Parler or taking the place of Twitter and things like that. Because we have to stay top of one another and what's going on. So Skip sent me an email, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook and blast it out that way. Because Skip, I've had this issue for 15 years. This is nothing new. This is Washoe County. Hate to tell you that. Hello, Ms. Monica. I have an issue with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Permit Division. I have inquired many times with many people, why does it take so long to receive your CCW permit? Original or renewal? Answer not forthcoming. So I have suggested to their website that I thought there was or is very lax and insufficient system in force. Up to 120 days before you can inquire on the status of your permit. Yeah, seriously? You can't even ask about it for 4 months? 120 days. I'm of the mind that Lost Vargas is alive and well in Washoe County. It has been 85 days since my app was submitted. Total unacceptable bureaucrat BS. Fix it, Sheriff, or I'm voting for the dog catcher. Thanks, Monica, for letting me rant. That wasn't too much of a rant, Skip. But I tell you, this is the way it's been for years and years and years and years and years here in Washoe County. So I don't really think that Sheriff Balaam is going to be able to change anything, because Sheriff Allen wasn't able to change anything. Sheriff Healy wasn't able to, or Sheriff Haley wasn't able to change anything. There you go. It's 120 days. What the justification is, I don't know. And it's funny because when my husband got his, it literally was 120 days that we got it in the mail. I mean, it couldn't have come a day later. It was astonishing. I don't know if they're taking the time, double-checking fingerprints, if it's just the amount of people who are applying and reapplying. I don't know who the system is funneling through, if this is the federal check. But for being a local Washoe County CCW permit, you would think that it would be a lot faster than 120 days. Because I do know that Carson City's actually faster. Other counties are faster. I don't know what's up with Washoe County, but you are not the person, or you are not the first person to bring this up, and I seriously believe that you will not be the last. What would you like to talk about today? 884-9910, 884-9910. That is your line to call in and use your voice on your live and local FM talk station. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.